that you think it's gonna last. Well, you wouldn't even know a diamond if you held it in your hand. The things you think are precious, I can't understand. Are you reeling in the years, sowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine?
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance, with the stars up above in your eyes. Fantabulous night to make romance, neath the cover of October skies. You know, the leaves.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And, you know, the other night I did a great webinar on options and how to use them and some things. And I wanted to share that with you today. So let's go. We're going to go listen and I'll comment in between, but let's go listen to the webinar that I did, because I think you'll enjoy it and you'll get a lot out of it. Here is the webinar I did the other night.
We have for tonight's agenda. Okay. Tonight we're going to talk about what our options. Okay. We're going to talk just a little bit about basic about what puts and calls are. Okay. We're going to bring you into trading strategies. We're going to talk a little bit about phases of the market, because we believe the importance of that. What is implied volatility? Because I believe that's the most misunderstood thing that anybody does in trading. What are the traits of a successful trader? Why you should be trading options. The basic trade. The importance of hedging your portfolio. We're going to give you an actual analysis of a trade. And then we're going to tell you how you can take advantage. And, of course, then we'll have question and answers. And I will answer every question that you have on any product. I have traded products worldwide. Okay? I have traded every product, basically, that is liquid and that is tradable. And that will be something you will hear from me a lot. Now, my goals for this call are for you to understand, or at least get a basic understanding of what we call the options model, because it's very often been taught with great confusion to many. And I can tell you with a great deal of honesty, it is the simplest if you break it down to the simplest terms. However, many people like to create that appearance of something as complicated where you need or need to depend on them to explain it to you. I have no interest in that. That is not what we do. There are some very complicated option strategies, but those are not strategies for us. Those are strategies for floor traders and professionals that you learn those, because that's how you have to take advantage of the market there. I also want you to achieve that options as a safety play for yourselves, because, again, we'll talk about some of the things that go on, and I want you to understand that. Now, I hope your goals are here. And I'm really, again, I'm very happy that you're here, but I hope your goals are realistic, okay? My goal from here is to teach you how the market functions, what we do, how we make it work, and how we take advantage and grind out the market, okay? This is not a get-rich-quick scheme. This is not a 1,000,000,000% return on your money. This is not a guaranteed you're going to make a gazillion dollars. This is a straight up, here's how you trade. If you really want to improve yourself, if you want to get the lifestyle and make more money for yourself, then you will be interested in what we're doing. If you're here because you think you're going to take $1,000 and turn it into $1,000,000, you're in the wrong spot. Okay, straight up. You know, there's a lot of guys out here who know me, so they know that I'm always straight up. That's not what we do. Okay. We teach how to take advantage of the market and how to give yourself the best opportunity to create success. Okay. So I know many of you know this, but it's always good to talk to everybody. And, you know, what is an option? And, you know, look, there's one base definition, but if we first look at the option buyer, if you're an option buyer, you're buying the right to do something. And for that right, you're paying a premium. So the definition here is the option buyer is buying the right to buy or sell an underlying asset at some future date. And that's something that you do as an option trader. An option seller or an option writer, both are the same. They mean the same. You are selling the rights to somebody else. For selling those rights, you are collecting a premium. Now, there are many services out there that teach you how to naked sell. You will never get naked selling here. We do not believe in what we call open-ended risk. Okay, we believe in establishing a risk basis and a point as to where you can get involved and how you can make the most amount of money based on a limited risk basis. The trades we work on have always have limited risk and unlimited reward. Okay, remember that. It's very important. Limited risk, unlimited reward. Okay, now a call option. Okay, a call option is buying a stock, an option on a stock or a future or anything else that you believe the value is going to increase. Okay, that's why you would buy a call option. Now, it's the company whose shares you that can be bought, the number of shares that you are trying to buy, the purchase price, and the date when the right expires. Okay, and that is something that you just have to understand. It's very simple. It's laid out on all of the options platforms of what you do and what you're looking to do. But a call option means you're looking for that stock, future, anything that you're using to move in a higher price. That's what you're looking for. That's what you work on. Now, the other side, the opposite of a call option is a put option, which is exactly the same thing, except you are now buying the right to sell. Now, one of the big things that we believe in and that I believe in is you to be successful in this business, you must be willing to trade from both sides of the market. Okay? That's how you create dynamic wealth. That's how you create opportunity, is by being the having the willingness and the ability to trade both sides of the market. Because the market doesn't always go up. The market doesn't always go down. Of course, when you have the Federal Reserve, who's printing money, it tends to go up higher and faster than usual. But again, at the end of the day, as we've seen, a collapse in commodities, a collapse in currencies, but yet the stock market continues to climb. Now, we know that that's only a matter of time before that does change. But the different type of trading strategies you will use, and again, these apply to anything you're doing, okay? People do buy downside puts as insurance against long stocks. I will tell you later why that is a bad strategy, okay? People will sell upside calls, or they call those covered calls. I will tell you why that is a bad strategy, okay? They buy call spreads expecting limited upside and limited downside. Again, we don't believe in those, but those are very common strategies in this industry. And they're taught because the teachers don't have the understanding of the market. Okay, we work with billion-dollar hedge funds on some of the very same strategies we're going to be working with you on. Okay, we know how to create a position that has limited risk, unlimited reward. Okay, and puts you always in a position to be successful, whether or not you're just taking a straight out position that you think a stock is going up or going down, if you think that the Fed is going to do something, or you're going to do something to think that we're going the other way. But the bottom line is most people, they only know how to buy options and they only know how to buy premium. That is a sure recipe to losses. Now, there are some big wins, but again, we can create that same position by using the models that we're going to teach you.
And we're obviously going to continue this after the break, but I hope you're getting the message that I'm sending you here, because the objective is to teach you the model, have you become more successful at it, whether you're defending your portfolio, which we've been talking about here on air for a number of weeks, or if you're trying to increase your own income and become a better trader. All of these strategies work. It just depends on how you're going to want to use them. And that is our overall goal of this call and of the show is to make you better. I love financial literacy, and I want you to be there with me. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're going to stop hour for a break, and we will be right back with more of the webinar. When love runs high in this time. Welcome back to The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, and we're, again, listening to a webinar that I did, and again, I think important for you, so let's get back to it right now.
Now, one of the things that we believe, and I believe, is the most important for you, are understanding and learning phases of the market. Because the markets don't just do one thing. They do many things throughout the cycle. Markets move in. Now, if you look at it from ground zero, and you start a new market, most markets start out in what we call congestion or consolidation. That is where a market is just chopping around back and forth, searching for a direction. That is what we would call the birth of any market. Most markets will come out of a consolidation or a congestion pattern. The second phase, or the life of the market, is what when we break out to the trend. Now, breakout can be up, breakout can be down. But as you've seen, from 2009 until now, basically on a very long-term chart, the markets have broken up to the upside, and the trend continues to be higher. And typically, the end of all markets ends in what we call a blow-off, or a over-induced greed to the upside, or a fear and panic to the downside of the market. That is typically will be the end of the market, and then that cycle will mix and repeat. And that happens all the time. That happens on all time frames. So if you're somebody who wants to trade more frequently, if you want to be, you know, a more active trader, then you would use your time frame. Because one of the theories that we subscribe to and that I subscribe to is that all charts are the same. All markets are the same. It doesn't matter. You're following information, or you're following what we call a market footprint. And how does that relate to what we do? Well, here we're looking at what we call the bell-shaped curve. Now, many of you have traded options in the past, and we've all been taught different styles and strategies, okay? And I will tell you that most of them, 99% of them, are wrong, okay? Why? Because the option model is the one model that you can create positions that give you the largest amount of upside potential to put yourself in a position to go to the best part and make the most amount of money. Okay? And that is something that you have to take from a lesson, knowing where to be. Now, many of us have bought as a stock surrogate. You bought stocks that were in the deep in the money options, which don't get the benefit of the option model. A lot of us have bought those way out of the money options looking for the lottery ticket. They most of the time expire worthless, and you lose all your money. You want to learn that you trade where the most premium, or where the most error resides in the balloon. That is called volatility. That is called implied volatility, which takes us to the implied volatility. Now, this is a very basic implied volatility model, but I want you to picture something that I'm laying out for you right now. Okay, picture this. I'm asking you a straight out question. The stock of Coca-Cola, what is the likelihood that something major is going to happen in Coke in the next 12 months that would create the stock to go way up or way down? Anybody have a guess? If you'd love to, I'd love to hear. If you want to hazard a guess, that would be great. Okay. I'd love to hear what you have to think about it. But if you don't want to make a guess, I will also give the answer. And the answer is not very likely. Okay. That's the key. It's not very likely, which means Coca-Cola would be trading at a very low volatility in an environment that is not to the benefit of the option trader. It doesn't give us enough opportunity to create good trades. Now, on the other side of the coin, we can look at a stock like Canadian Solar, okay, that is a solar stock that at earnings today, for example, that's a much more volatile stock. That will move more in one day then Coke will move in 3 weeks. Okay. Now, that's the kind of environment that you want to trade because, again, in the strategies that you're going to learn, you're going to learn that you have limited risk no matter which strategy that you're in, and you're going to have unlimited gains. So would you rather be in a stock like Coke that's got really no potential to have a major move, or would you want to be in a stock like Canadian Solar that has an opportunity? You have the same amount of risk to the downside, but your risk to the upside, you have unlimited potential gain. Well, of course, you'd rather be in the riskier stock because it gives you the better chance to make the most amount of money. But if you look at the volatility model, and this is why it's important to understand, this is a basic pricing model, very simple, okay? But if we look at volatility at a 10% basis, okay, which is about what Coke trades at, you can see how the price is. So we've got 50, 100, 200, 300, 400, and we go back down. So the model goes up and down. That's the amount of error. If we just double volatility, all those prices double. Did you ever wonder why you bought an option, if you've traded options before, and the stock did exactly what you thought it was going to do, and you still managed to lose money? That happens all the time, because when you don't understand this part of the equation, when you don't ask yourself the question, okay, what can this company do for me? You find yourself a lot of the times losing money because you buy an option that can only lose money to begin with. And it's funny because a lot of people talk, if you know more about option trading, they talk about buying, well, why don't you just buy a straddle? You know it's going to move. And 3 or 4 weeks ago, Netflix had earnings. Everybody wanted to buy a straddle. And Netflix, and of course, on a board of 16 options, both calls and puts, the stock didn't move. Every single option was down money. That is what we teach you and help you to avoid the pitfalls of that type of trading. Because at the end of the day, if you end up in that position, you will be losing money. And again, this is about learning to be financially literate, learning to understand the surroundings around you, and learning to make yourself better at understanding the whole game. Because it is a game. This is very much a game as would be poker, gin, backgammon, or bridge. Okay? This is what we trade. This is a game. Okay? Because trading is not whether or not you have a Harvard degree or whether you have an MBA. You can be a high school graduate. Oh, like me. Okay? You can be anything, because it's a matter of being recognizing what traits it makes to be a successful trader. And one is you can trade in liquid markets only. Now, we all have a tendency to get involved. We hear the story. We get involved with the pink sheet type of stuff. No. We have to be in a liquid market only. Okay? That is the bottom line. If you are not trading in liquid markets, what you will find yourself to be is losing money. Okay? If you don't trade in liquid markets, you'll find yourself losing money. Because at the end of the day, you have to have liquidity. Without liquidity, you have no chance to survive. You got to learn to trade consistent. Okay? Your sizing is based on the amount of money that is in your account. Your sizing is based on a risk model, which we teach. Okay? This is how much you can trade based on what you have. Because the idea is never to go to zero. The idea is to build a portfolio organically while building your trades up. So it doesn't matter what number that you start with. You can start with any amount of money. Okay? But the idea is to trade based on that amount of money and move yourself up accordingly. Okay? You have to understand the basic concepts. Now, again, they're not complicated. Let me tell you this. They are so easy that I teach a version of this course in high schools. We are in over 50 high schools right now, some in Canada, but mostly in the state of Illinois, teaching these type of concepts. Because, again, it comes back down to the financial literacy and understanding how to best protect yourself against people that are trying to ruin the markets, okay, that's trying to ruin the economy. That's where we talk about knowing market expectations.
And, again, it's very important that you understand what market expectations are, because that will give you a better feel, a better handle, and help you in your decision process, taking out the emotions that many of us feel when we're trading in the markets. It's important that you take yourself away from the problem and the emotional part of the market, and you get yourself involved in the actual movement and direction and understanding what the market expects to make you better. Now, this is very, very important stuff, so I hope you're paying attention. If you have questions, you can always email me at bub@thebubbashow.org. I'm going to stop out here for a break, and we'll be back with more of the webinar because, again, important stuff for you. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We will be right back after the break. The Bubba Show.
Trust. For nearly four decades, that is the reputation Roberts & Roberts Brokerage has forged with their customers. Now, with their full e-commerce website, rrbi.co, it's easier than ever to buy or sell precious metals via Bitcoin or major credit card. Visit them online at rrbi.co or call 800-874-9760 to speak with an experienced professional today. Roberts & Roberts, when you're serious about precious metals.
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialdini, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you, and we're going to get right back to the webinar because it's important stuff. Let's get back right now.
Okay. The market knows a lot of things. The market prices in a lot of information. Long before you ever see news, the market already knows what the news is going to be. Okay? Now think about that. Long before you know it, the market already knows some information. So the market prices in things. So if you know what those expectations are, then you know what to expect. And that will show you why the market makes a certain movement based on that information. Okay? Just like the other day, we had the jobs number last Friday. Okay? The initial reaction of the market was to sell off. And then they realized and they rallied it back up. But again, knowing and understanding that, because that will be something that you'll learn in theory and you'll know how to react. Because if you're following the market footprint, the rest of the stuff is noise. Okay, you have to manage risk. That's important. That's why what we do and what we work on is always managing the amount of risk you take so that on every trade, I know that I'm never in danger. That's why we don't sell naked options. That's why we just don't walk out and sell iron condors for 17 cents, okay, in risk models that we're never going to make money on over time. And the key is always patience and discipline. You know, for those of you who've listened to me on the radio or on air, I talk about this often. It's the key to being successful is waiting for the opportunity that's going to be provided to you, because the market will give you opportunity. The market does bring you opportunities. You have to be ready to take advantage of them. Okay. Now, we look at and we talk about market psychology. And this is really important stuff, okay? There is the hope versus fear. Okay. Now, when you learn about the option model, when you learn about the markets, and you have an understanding how the market really works, because really many people don't understand how the markets actually work. The markets are built on a model which is called price discovery, okay? The market is working trying to find the right price. Okay, a lot of times it's driven by people that are hoping or that are fearful, But if you understand that, you should not be one of them. You have to learn to keep your emotions. Okay? Emotionally, think about this in your own life. Okay? If you have an emotional moment with a good friend, a spouse, boyfriend, girlfriend, best friend, whatever, typically you will always say something or do something that you'll probably regret later. Okay? Well, guess what? The same things happen in trading. Okay? That's the problem, okay, is that you have to take that aside. We talked about this last, discipline, okay? You have to become almost robotic here because, again, I'm telling you right now, okay, that if you follow those steps, you will be on the road to being able to make more money, okay? This is not about follow the leader. Remember that when people are recommending certain stocks or certain information, and recently we've heard Goldman Sachs talk about oil, that they thought oil was going to 20. Okay, Citigroup, it's going to 20. In the meantime, it went to 70 first. Okay, remember that most people have an agenda as to when they try to dictate direction. Okay, another thing, if you ever watch and listen to the experts and they show you a stock or something that they want to buy, okay, look at the ownership. You will see that when I go on air, you will never, there will always be a check mark in personally owns or is personally short. Okay, you got to understand that if somebody's recommending it, why aren't they in it? And then, of course, current events. We've got the Fed. Now, what has been the primary thing of the markets right now? It's really been the Federal Reserve. Are we now not just trading the Federal Reserve? Is that not what's going on here? Have they not created enough paper and play money that means nothing? Are we not manipulating currencies? Of course they are. Okay? So we have to learn to be better than that and trade around what they're creating. Because whatever they do, it doesn't matter to us because they're creating an opportunity. And that's why we talk about these fundamental signs of danger. Okay? Now, we just passed a few months ago, between student and auto debt, we just passed over $2 trillion. That was bigger than the housing bubble. Okay? Food stamps, through the roof. Federal debt, through the roof. And believe me, the debt they're showing, $18.5 trillion, is nowhere near. That doesn't count all the unfunded pensions, everything else that's going on. Money printing, through the roof. Health insurance costs, through the roof. And everything else, all the things we need to worry about, are in the toilet. So how can the stock market continue to rally? Well, again, that's where you understand the market footprint, okay? And that's where you understand it doesn't matter. I may be bearish or bullish, okay? But I'm going to be that because of what the market tells me to do. I'm not going to worry about all this other stuff right now because today it doesn't matter because I can guess as long as I want. And if you'd have been guessing that the market was overvalued for the last couple of years, you would be in kind of hurting right now. Okay, that's why we worry about these things, but that's what makes options the greatest game on earth. That's why I love options, because it gives you a chance to trade anything you want. As long as it's liquid, as long as you have liquidity in the stock, you can trade it. You can trade Apple. Now, you know, today it's not that big a deal, Apple at 100, although for a lot of people it is. But when Apple was 700, a lot of people couldn't trade Apple by itself. They had to trade to the option. The option model allows you to do that. The option model allows you to set up a trade on a stock like an Apple and have very little risk and have a chance to hit a home run. Okay, but again, we don't preach home runs. We preach grinding. It's a grinded out business. And the sooner you understand that, the better off you're going to be. But every trade, you should have limited risk. There is no reason to put yourself in a position of unlimited risk. Why? Why would you want to do that? Okay? There are custom strategies. Now, obviously, I'm not going to get into them tonight, but there are things you can do that can create what we call synthetic stock positions, okay, that can wrap around your portfolio and actually, believe it or not, hedge your current portfolio against the Federal Reserve so that you don't have to worry about when the market falls out, and hedge yourself within a couple percentage points of where you are right now with the opportunity to continue to make more yield if the market goes up, or if the market stays stagnant, you will make more yield. Halvings allow you the ability to be the house. And that's one of the really great things about halvings we really love, is the ability to be the house and sell credit. We like to be options writers, but we don't want to be naked writers. Again, I come back to that same naked. We don't want to be naked writers because we don't want unlimited risk. And the other problem with naked writing is it ties up too much money. So you're giving up opportunity costs. Why would you want to do that? You know, there's things that you think about, and that's where we come in, because we don't think like that. We understand it. You know, I do this with my partner, Bob Seifert, Robert, and we've been doing it together for almost 40 years, 36 years. And these are things we learned as floor traders, okay? These are things we learned when we were defending against Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Citigroup, half of them out of business now, Lehman Brothers, Shearson, Bear Stearns, Chicago Corp, all of them. But we had to know how to defend so that we were in business, because we had to be sellers, because we had to make the market. We're taking those strategies that we learned and built over 36 years and bringing them down to now, because now there's been an interesting development in the option world, and that was the invention of weekly options. Because weekly options now give you unbelievable opportunities to grind it out, protect yourself against the impending doom of the market. Now, I'm not going to predict when it's going to happen. I have no idea. Okay. And I don't presume to know. Okay. I can tell you, if you've heard me on TV, you will hear it all the time. I believe we're going a lot lower, but certainly I'm not fighting it right now. And the trades that we've done right now on our calls have been to the bearish side. However, we have benefit if the market goes up too. Pretty nice position to be in. You make money either way. Okay, that's important. I'll get to all the questions after I'm done, I promise. I will not leave until every question, every stone is unturned. But I call these the big five. And these are things that you want to learn. Leverage. You know, we like.
And we'll come back to the big five after the break. But again, these are important things that you need to know. These are things that are going to make you a better trader, a better investor, a better hedger. Everything that we talk about here on the show all the time, the things we're going over now will bring you until up to the next level of trading. And again, I can't stress it enough, the importance of what we are going over today and what we go over all the time to step up for you and let you take advantage of the markets. Because at the end of the day, they're there for you. You have opportunities, but it is up to you to take advantage of those opportunities. And the only way that you can truly take advantage of opportunity is by understanding where they are, what they are, and how they best benefit you. Now, you know, not only that, but we have great deals with Thinkorswim, both the USA and Canada. So let me help you there and help you save some costs, because that's important. That's part of trading. Liquidity, it creates more or less liquidity by the options the commissions you're paying. But we're going to step out of here for a break and come back after the break with more of the webinar. This is The Bubba Show, Todd and Bubba Horwitz. We will be right back after the break. Welcome back to The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz. Let's get back to the five things you need to know to make yourself better. Here we go.
Leverage, but we don't want to be over-leveraged. The reason that economies melt down, the reason that Lehman Brothers and Bear Stearns got into really big trouble is because they were over-leveraged. So we like leverage. We like the ability to use it, but it's got to tie back into how much money do I have and how much money can I afford to risk, okay? Learning how to hedge your current portfolio, okay, so that you never panic again. I'm going to show you something in a minute, but limited dollar risk, profit any market condition. Can you ask for more? And I don't think you can. I think that these items bring to you a whole new world, because I've never seen it brought to the market the way that we bring it, the way that I bring it to the market. Because my number one concern, in all sincerity, is to make the world financially literate. My concern is to make sure nobody has to suffer the pain of what happened in 2008, 2001, 1989, 1987. That's my goal. Okay. Now, I bring this up only because we are in a spot where the markets are in an extreme state of greed. Margin debt is at record highs for the third time in the last three cycles. Okay, 2001, margin debt were at record highs. 2008, the margin debt was at record highs. Well, we're in 2015. Again, that doesn't mean that tomorrow we're going down. All it means, it's a warning sign. It's telling you not to get short, not to sell your portfolio. It's saying to you, hey, look at me. There's something going on. I don't know when it's going to happen, but look at me. And that's what we want you to accomplish when we look at all these things. Okay, so just understand that. Now, I wrote this, I showed this because I wrote this on the morning, it's 5 o'clock in the morning on August 24th, if you remember what happened then. You know, I've got a lot of subscribers that are with me. I've got a lot of people that are with me. And I knew, I've been doing this long enough, I know what people are thinking. So I wrote this at 5 a.m. Central Time, 3.5 hours before the market opened. Good morning, everyone. I know this morning is not pleasant for most of us because the market collapse that we have been seeing the last few days. I want to take a step back, take a deep breath, evaluate, and relax. Panic here would be the worst thing you could do. There will be, at worst, a dead cat bounce in the next day or so. If you want to get out of some of your long-term holds, you want to do so into strength, not into panic weakness. Commodities are collapsing, including gold, the great safe haven play. This is a sell first and ask questions later. That is not the correct way to approach this market in its current state. The paper losses you are realizing in your portfolios is just that, paper for now. If you panic and dump now, you have no chance to recover. I believe we're going lower over a longer time, but I also believe that we will have rallies to sell and get on our hedge into strength. Turn off the news. They are in a major state of panic. This market will create opportunity. If you keep calm, emotion, panic are not the answer. And, of course, we all know what happened since August 24th, right? We've only rallied 24% in the NASDAQ. We've only rallied 15% in the Dow and the S&P, and about 8% in the Russell. So had you heeded this advice, you would have been in pretty good shape. But again, I'm not trying to show you that I'm right. What I'm trying to show you is that you have to take care of the emotion. Now, we talk a lot about portfolios, and this is where the long-term stuff comes in. And, you know, it really bothers me that some of the things that get done. And for today, like in today's world, if you are doing a covered call strategy, trust me, you are making a huge mistake. You have no protection to the downside, and you have limited upside potential. Now, again, how do I know these things? Well, A, because I know what goes on, and B, because I do work with a lot of major funds that used to do this, and they no longer do this because they realize that it is a losing proposition over time. That little bit of yield you might create in only the optimum circumstances, you would make more money by doing nothing. Protective puts. This is the one that really gets my goat. When I hear on TV, as you know, I do a lot of TV, but when I hear someone say, well, buy a cheap put. Well, let me just give you one little stat. In 2014, when the market was up 30%, if you'd have just bought a cheap little put all the time, out of the 30% gain, you would have made about 6%. There is no such thing as a cheap option. Okay? Sometimes volatility is lower, the prices are cheaper, but it's not cheap. You're paying a premium. And remember this, option market makers are like insurance underwriters. They're not giving you anything cheap. There is no such thing as cheap insurance, okay? If you're getting cheap insurance, okay, you're getting what you pay for. But in options, they're not cheap. They're fairly priced unless they're expensive. Remember, the price discovery model against the market makers. gold and other precious metals. I'm a big believer of gold. I'm a big believer that you should own precious metals as part of your overall portfolio, because your overall portfolio should be part of an endowment model that compounds in growth. Okay, but I will tell you, and you can see it, that even at times of strife, the gold itself has not held up against the overall market. Okay, it didn't go up enough to overcome the losses that you were taking. I believe in a balanced portfolio, and precious metals are certainly a part of it. I'm a big believer. I own ETFs in gold. I own physical gold, and I believe in gold. But again, you have to believe in it more as a vehicle, not as a total protection, because without it, you will be in trouble. Trying to pick tops and bottoms can't be done. I can tell you, for every time you've been right, it'll cost you 50 times of being wrong because you think you can do it again. It's a relative impossibility. And I only speak of all this stuff from experience. Okay, this is not some guy who's reading from a book talking. This is a guy that's done it and realized how much I lost by trying to be a genius picking tops and picking bottoms. And, of course, the hope and pray method or the panic, well, we know those don't work, and that's why I wrote the letter the day when I wrote it. Okay? Very important you understand these things and take heed of what I'm talking about. Okay. Now, different types of trades, you just buy a call or a put. Now, again, that's the most basic. And in the optimum conditions, that's an okay way to trade. There's still a better way to do it, but that would be the most basic. We have option spreading techniques that people do. Now, again, anytime you do a debit spread, which means you're paying for that spread, no good. It's not a good strategy. It is not a money maker in the long term. I can guarantee it, and I can show you a better way. Creating a synthetic, that is really where we like to live, because I can create a much bigger position for much less money while protecting my portfolio. I can build around these positions, and that's what we want you to be part of, is how to build around a way that you can say, I want you to be the same as the hedge funds, the advisory funds. We don't do hedge funds. We do advisory. Hedge funds are more like casinos, okay? Now, but let's look at a basic trade. So we're going to buy a call or a put, okay? We're going to buy gold because you think gold is going higher, okay? So we're going to go out into March of 2016, which right now that would be, 100 and some days from now. And we're going to buy a gold call. Now, I would change the price as I did this before, as gold has been falling the last days. But we'll just imagine that this is a 104 instead of a 109 because it'll be about the same price, okay, for $4.35. So what have I done here? I've bought the March 109. So I bought one, which is the equivalent of 100 shares. I'm committing to 100 shares of gold, or GLD, which is the paper gold, which is what we start with if we're going to hedge something, because we use this as a hedge around physical gold if we choose to. Our cost is $435 per contract, and what we are doing is we're buying the equivalent of 10 ounces of gold.
And we will come back some other time and finish this trade off, but unfortunately, today is coming to an end. But I hope you enjoyed the presentation. I hope you got what we're getting at, and I would recommend to you to go to thebubbashow.org right now and sign yourself up to check it out. I think that it's something that will be of tremendous benefit to you. I think that you're going to find that this will enhance your own personal trading and will increase your yield over time. But again, it's not a get rich quick. It's a method on how to be better. I urge you now to go to thebubbashow.org. That will do it for today. I appreciate you being here. Thank you so much. Have a great day. I always enjoy it. We'll see you back here next time, same station. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Have a great day, everybody. Thank you so much. We'll see you. Your everlasting summer, you can see it fading fast. So you grab a piece of something that you think is gonna last. Well, you wouldn't even know a diamond if you held it in your hand. The things you think are precious, I can't understand. Are you reeling in the years, stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears?